questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum everyone. Welcome to Arab English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode, and you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic belief, in which you'll get the answers to all your questions. So let's start, but before that, I'd like our guest to introduce himself to us.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Sheikh Noor Muhammad. I'm very happy to be here.
And I'm very glad to meet you here. Well, there's this verse in the Holy Quran, which is a little bit of controversial for every single one who just looks at that or reads that or get across that, which says that Allah shall guide whomever he wishes into the right path and whomever he wishes into the wrong path. Shall you just give us an explanation on that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, we have in different verses of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, for example, chapter Muddathir, verse number 31, كَذَلِكِ يُذِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Thus does Allah lead astray whomever he wishes and guides whomever he wishes. And of course, we have in some other verses of Noble Quran, Allah yahdi man yasha'u ila siratin mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guides some people to the right path. Or, for example, in chapter Mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, كَذَلِكِ يُظِلُّ اللَّهُ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lead astray whomever, he wishes, and lead astray the, unbeliever. كَذَلِكِ يُذِلُّ اللَّهُ الْكَافِرِينَ كَذَلِكِ يُذِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ هُوَ مُسْرِفٌ مُرْتَابٌ. In chapter Mu'min, verse number 34, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lead astray those people who are,
usually it's been given the clue that they are non-believers.
Yes, maybe non-believers and those people who have some doubts with regards to the verses of the Noble Quran. You see that in different verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the leading some people astray or, for example, guide some people. So what does it mean? Let me talk in the beginning about the guiding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the guidance. You see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all human beings, as I mentioned in some other episode, two proofs. Okay? Mm-hmm.
The faculty of reason and the other one, which was the Holy Quran and the Prophet.
Yes, the faculty of reason, which we call it quwwa aqila. And beside that, the faculty of the, a God-given nature, which we call it fitrah. So we have this fitrah and we have this wisdom and faculty of reasoning. If individual and any other human being follow up his or her faculty, and to choose to go to the right path, according to these two faculties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will add to that.
Will help them.
Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give those people other, guidance.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Just as we say that if you take one step, he's going to take 10 steps for you.
Exactly. We have this proverb. In other verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا ذَادَهُمْ هُدَى. For those people who have, chosen to be righteous people, mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will add to their guidance. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, first of all, as you mentioned, it is first step is upon you. You have to choose.
Yes.
You have different choices. Of course, we have temptation of Satan. We have the invitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have these two choices. But if you choose to be from among the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to choose the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will add to your guidance.
Mm-hmm. Okay? It's just like he would bless you with more of power.
Yeah. And let me say that it is endless. This is endless. I want to say that whatever you choose to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make himself, you know, more manifested to you and more closer to you.
Exactly.
It means that he showers you with lots of guidance.
Yes.
You see? And it is endless, mm-hmm. limitless.
Yes.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no limits. On the other hand, let's talk about the about the yudhillullahu man yasha. I think it's clear. Because if you choose the satanic temptation
mm-hmm.
and to astray from the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so again, it's your personal choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give away further guidance out of you. Make it away from you,
mm-hmm.
okay?
It's just like there's a light inside of you and you choose the wrong path and then that light is off and is no longer working inside you.
Exactly. He will leave you on your own. Exactly, yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave you on your own. Okay, mm-hmm. exactly.
So I guess that we should sort of paraphrase that verse into this phrase that whatever you choose for yourself, God is going to help you through that.
Exactly.
So it's not just like because when we go through that verse, the concept of being fair or unfair comes to our mind. You know, just literally when you go through it, you would say that, okay, then God is doing this to me.
Yeah.
So what happens to my free will?
Exactly. I want to say that, you know, about the guidance is exactly what you mentioned. Okay. When we choose to go to the right path, to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will add to that. Okay,
yes.
We'll give you many other guidance and blessings.
We'll boost our powers.
Exactly. On the other hand, when some people, they choose to go to the, you know, satanic temptations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave them on their own. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He does not, you know, give you further blessing and further guidance.
And it does not happen very quickly because God is very patient.
Of course, very patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
He gives you so much of chances, but in the end, when you're so persistent to go into the wrong direction, then may what it come.
Exactly. I want to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very eagerly waiting for the person to come again, to repent to him. Like we have in some narration, like mother waiting for her, you know, baby to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, maybe more than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waiting for his servant to repent to him again and come back, okay?
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs. On IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
As I mentioned, it has nothing to do with the, you know, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make people, you know.
He pushes them into wrong direction.
He pushes them into, yes, wrong, you know, direction, as you mentioned. Of course, as I said, it is only for the, let's say, the choice of human being, your willpower. If you choose to the right
yes.
path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will add to that and will give you many other guidance. But on the other hand, sometimes maybe some people wanted to go, you know, to the wrong path and go to the satanic
temptation. So it has to do more with your free will.
Exactly.
Than with God's fairness.
Exactly. I want to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolute fair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But what matters here is your own initiative, is your own choice
and will.
Yes, and will. Okay. So I think by this explanation we can understand easily this verse of verses of Noble Quran. For example, in other verse, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala said that فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they deviated from the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala leave them on their own, and he deviated, you know, literally translation of that is he deviated their hearts from the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. But technically, the accurate understanding of these verses is what I mentioned in the beginning.
And in some other parts of that holy book, we have that there are some groups of people whose heart is just been locked to the light of God. There could no more of that light get into their heart. I guess by that verse in which it says God will guide those into the right path or some others into the wrong path, those people are exactly what he means. The people who no longer have the light inside them and there's no hope for them. They've already made their choice, so they would be led astray. And that's what that verse actually means.
Exactly. Unfortunately, we have some people that are misguided too much that there is no ray of hope.
Exactly. Okay, there's no ray guidance. Of hope.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, for example, in one verse, ثُمَّ كَانَ عَقِبَةَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُ السُّوءَ أَنْ كَذَّبُوا بَآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. The unfortunately, the end of some people who were misguided, it was in a way that they refuted some of the verses of Allah subhanahu
exactly,
wa ta'ala.
Exactly, or rejected them.
Or rejected some of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by repeated, committing some evil or sins, unfortunately, some people, if you persistently be away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continuously committing some
and
errors.
Specifically those who do that intentionally. They know the truth and still they are rejecting it.
Of course. This verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about those people who are intentionally doing that, okay?
That's a very important fact.
Exactly. If you are ignorant of doing something, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in some cases forgive that. But it's talking about those people who intentionally, they want to be away from the mercy and from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly.
And the result of that is they totally forget about the, signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they ridicule some of the signs of Allah subhanahu
yes,
wa ta'ala.
Yes, they make fun of them.
They make fun of that. Mm-hmm. They make fun. They said, oh, there is no God. There is no day of judgment. What matters is your life.
As if it's a matter of joking.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we have these ideas.
Yes, we have, unfortunately.
From some people, we hear this idea that what matters is your personal joy. There is no day of judgment. These are false ideas.
Exactly.
Enjoy your moments.
Mostly, it's because of lack of ignorance, lack of knowledge and ignorance.
Unfortunately, it's because, lack of knowledge or lack of practice.
Uh-huh.
Some people, they know that, but unfortunately, they do not practice that.
Exactly. So thank you. That was very interesting. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to us. This was all about today's episode.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يا يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن